Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fridays on B. Mitch and Finley are brought to you by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland-made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We are live at Norbeck Country Club. We are here for the Craig Lachlan Family Foundation Charity Golf Classic. And joining us right now is the tournament's namesake, Mr. Craig Lachlan, the
yes.
Locker. What's up, man?
Hey, what a day, huh? After all this rain, the most beautiful day to come on the course here at Norbeck. We're going to have a good crowd. I'm looking forward to it. Unfortunately, I can't play today, so I'm giving the opportunity for someone else to win. That's my plan.
I like that. I mean, if you need to know why Locker is just the best, somehow in the incredibly humid, terrible weather of Washington, D.C., on the day of your golf tournament, you've delivered 76 and sunny with a nice breeze.
Yes, and it's going to be great on the course. It's unbelievable. It's the best day possible for a golf tournament. We're just excited to be here. Norbeck is fantastic. Patrick Ellis and his crew do such a great job here. And Al Kogan's been a big part of promoting this and being part of it. And we're just excited to be here today. We hope to raise some money for our foundation, and it's an exciting time for us.
Absolutely. I don't. You know Toby Altizer, so he's sitting in for B. Mitch today because B. Mitch's crazy ass is riding his bicycle.
B. Mitch, by the way, gets more time off than anybody I know. It seems like he's hit or miss if he's on with you. You always promote him too, and then I don't hear him in the background. I don't hear him. He's on assignment. He's on a bike ride. He's this. He's that. That is being a big wheel. Well, which he is.
Landfill, cut that for a promo, please.
Exactly. JP's got to love that locker because usually it's the other way around. B-Mitch says the same thing about JP.
Oh, that's perfect.
It is a kind of a running competition about who gets more days off. There's so much going on. I did want to ask you about the Stanley Cup and
yep.
just the team the Panthers have put together.
Oh, man. They are legitimate NHL Stanley Cup champs for the years to come. I look at them as being one of the best-built teams in the NHL. The way they built, Bill Zito came in, totally changed the culture there in the locker room, in the area, around FLA, and they've turned that into a type of thing that I think they could go on a run here. I think they could win and be like the Islanders, the Edmonton Oilers back in the day with the great one. They're a team that can be a dynasty-type team. It's going to take a heck of an effort to knock them off next year if they can keep their pieces in place. They have to sign Ekblad. They got to sign Bennett. If they do that, they're going to be fantastic.
I just put you on the stream, Locker. That's why I pointed my computer.
Oh, great. I'm on a stream. Yes. I've never been on a stream. This is awesome.
I'm guessing you have been on a stream. Okay. You just weren't aware of it.
There All
you
right.
Bang.
Yes.
Locker, I wanted to ask you about this season. I know, you know, obviously you had some health issues during the season, but the craziness for the Capitals this year with the how well they started the year, then the OV chase, then bowing out in the playoffs maybe a little bit earlier than they would have liked. How are you going to remember this season, how special it was?
I think it was special in the fact that everybody had wrote them off early in the season, including yours truly. I didn't think they had the horses to do what they did. And kudos goes to that group, the coaching staff, and Spencer Carberry. He brought a belief to the locker room. The guys bought in, and when they played Carberry-style hockey, they were very successful. They added two new goalies. Well, Lindgren was there as a backup the year prior, but they brought in Logan Thompson. To me, it was a special year that I'll always remember. Number one, because of my health issues, and I got a lot of opportunity to watch from my home while I was recovering to watch this team and just how hard they played. I think the hardness of their game comes through their coaches, comes through Spencer, and I was very happy with the way they played all season. It's unfortunate they had to play Carolina.
Yeah.
To me, it just wasn't a good matchup the way Carolina played. And the Caps had trouble getting out of their own zone, which I think they'll address this season. And all of a sudden, the Caps are still a contender, even though you read all the sports books, they're not even a top 10 or top 15 team after doing what they did with 50 wins plus this season.
Locker, on a personal level, how weird was it for you to watch? I mean,
oh, man, it was really weird. Every game I said, is Mayday going to take my job or what?
That's how I feel whenever Toby's in studio.
There you go. No, it was just, it was a good time to sit back. I had the chance to watch the game rather than always being there with Joe B and really talking about the game. I had a chance to focus on it, which you generally don't do with your particular team, right? Because you're calling the games. You watch other games,
right,
but you don't get to watch your team closely. And it brought to sense the way they were actually playing. Like the Montreal series, I thought was fantastic.
Yeah.
Just how hard the grit they showed after getting beat, and then they came back and finished off the Montreal Canadiens. So to me, it showed me other things outside of the things that I would normally notice in a game.
I bet. You and Joe B did a tremendous job at the TJ Oshie retirement ceremony. I was there. I cover lots of events, and I kind of went into that just thinking, all right, I'm covering another thing.
Yeah.
And it got me a little emotional, and I thought it was really well done. I thought Oshie's remarks were really, really heartfelt. But I think the emotion for me was, there's been this long period of Caps hockey. I mean, you can even go back to, like, the Young Guns days with
sure.
Ovi and Mike Green.
Yep.
But it's been Ovi and Backe, and then it's Oshie, you know,
yep.
got traded here and was such a huge part of it. And we know Backe's health issues, and then Oshie's back issues, and he has the formal retirement. I guess Backstrom didn't do the kind of song and dance. But even feeling like we're in the twilight of Ovi's career, it feels like that era of Caps hockey's kind of over, and it was just, you got the cup in there, and there was so much just incredible hockey, and it was just, I feel like hockey grew in our area leaps and bounds during that time.
Definitely. It was the Ovechkin type thing that really grew the hockey market here. Like, I teach Learn to Play for 5-year-olds. When I go on the ice, there's 30 to 50 kids for every Learn to Play. And
wow.
That's never happened. And it's girls and boys. It's everyone being involved. I think when you look at that retirement, he definitely was a big piece of the Caps history, bringing the first Stanley Cup here, playing the way he did, really poured over to the rest of his teammates. He's not the biggest guy.
It's unbelievable.
But he played like a big man. So they do the Oshie thing, and they do it where they had the fun with the Stanley Cup, being in those restaurants, being in the pool there, being in all those things, and being a big part of it. So to me, that sort of summarized that era. Nick Backstrom, selling his house, he will play this year. He's going to play in Sweden.
Yeah.
I really feel that. He's going to play in his hometown. So there was no time for a retirement for Nick Backstrom, right? Because he's still going to be playing. Ovi, the next in line, you hear reports that he's going back. You hear reports that they're going to re-up him. It's going to be a game-time decision when you talk about Ovechkin. But definitely an era of Caps hockey that was spectacular because they won the Cup. There was some downtime during the run with the Young Guns, et cetera, et cetera. But they learned how to win, and they've made Washington a hockey market.
Totally.
Which is what we want to be. We want to be the hockey market. You know, we want to be hockey town like the Detroit Red Wings were when they were in their heyday.
Sure.
And we've turned it into that. So it's exciting.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, the growth in hockey in my life, like, I mean, I always talk about my favorite players were Dino Cicerelli and Ally Afraidy.
Yep.
But it was such a niche thing, and it's just changed so much. And I was actually, I was playing golf yesterday with Keith Cohen, a guy you know. And we were talking about, you know, they're kind of turning the page here, but they are loaded with young talent. Like, turning the page isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's just the sort of the culmination of an awesome time, but... Dude, Protas, his younger brother, Leonard, Chychrun. I mean, you still have Willie. Carlson's still playing. Like, they're still pretty damn good.
Well, that's why we're not going to say a rebuild anytime soon. It's a retool. It's a get ready for the season. To me, they'll have a really good nucleus to do some damage in the NHL. And I think, you know, come July 1st, when free agency starts, I think you're going to see some movement by the Caps. You're going to see four or five guys gone, I would think, three or four, from this year's current roster that are free agents. They will let them go. Then they will bring in some new guys that they will have money to sign. And as we know, Ted's going to always go to the limit. Whatever the limit is, he's going to go there. So we're always... We're not going to be in a rebuild. It's a retool, and we can even be better, I think, next year from what they built on this season.
Well, and JP just kind of alluded to it, Locker. What they were able to do to – it looked like post-Ovechkin era was going to be a little bit of time before they were going to be able to build a winner again. And then with some of the young guys this year really showing progress, like JP mentioned, it feels like they're set up for post-Ovi – whenever that time comes, that they can still hit the floor running. They can, and when that money comes off the books, maybe, you know, go sign another star. And it's like this era of Caps hockey doesn't have a down spell. It's post-Ovi is going to still be a high expectation, high. They still can compete again.
Absolutely, and I think, Toby, it's a good point. But I still think, you know, the Ovechkin era is always going to be a special era because – the amount of goals Ovechkin scored. I mean, even last year, I think when you add his playoff goals, it was like 42 or 43 goals that he scored. You can't replace that unless your young prospects are going to fill those holes. I still think the one area that they're going to be looking at come July 1st is to find a goal scorer. I just think that's on the plate because they want to really solidify their top six to get that goal scorer. And it's funny. Everyone says, You know, this guy can score, that guy can score. They come to the NHL, and they get you 15 to 20. You need a bona fide guy that the puck finds him, and when it hits his stick, it's in the net. That's Alex Ovechkin. They don't come around too often. There's very few guys that score at his rate, at his age, throughout his career consistency. I would like them to find a top six winger this summer that can fill in the hole. Then we can go with Strom, Dubois. I think McMichael will be 3C in the middle, and then Doubt. The middle part of the ice is so important. You look at the champions, Florida Panthers. They went Bennett, or they went Barkov and Bennett. 1-2, big power. Forget who the third line center was, and then they had the fourth line with a veteran guy. And so they're built sort of the same way, but you need those big centers. And I think if Connor can move to the middle, be an asset creating offense on the third line, I think the Caps are going to be better off.
You know, Bennett it's slated for free agency. And we know Ted likes to spend. I'm just saying, you want to shoot Ted a text? What is that, 7 years, 10 mil? Let's go, baby.
Maybe more than that because he won the Conn Smythe. It may be 12 mil for
Woo!
Bennett.
He's a
because
player.
He's gritty. He's tough. He plays on an edge, and he gets you huge goals, and he gets you huge points. What a playoff he had.
Oh, man. Locker, we're lucky to have you. I say it all the time. Caps fans are so lucky. You, Joe B., Smoking Al, Alexa, Allen. The product for a fan is so great.
Thank you, man. Let's go Pacers.
Let's go.
Hey, I've been watching that series. I love that.
Let's go.
Yeah, game 7. Looking forward to that.
There you go. Craig Lachlan, what a legend. What a beauty, as the Canadians would say. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.